Last night's power outage sparked amazement and amusement overseas. In Iraq, it was cause for some rare merriment. Here's NPR's Anne Garrels in Baghdad.
As word spread here in Baghdad about the blackout in America, there were plenty of chuckles. It seemed like God was finally on their side after a long, long time, inflicting a hint of the pain Iraqis have experienced for the past 5 months. Iraqis were just disappointed the blackout hadn't lasted a little longer so that Americans could really understand what it means to live without regular power. And when told that Americans were suffering in 95-degree heat, Iraqis were a tad disappointed. Suffering is trying to live every day with daily highs topping 125. The American administrator Paul Bremer recently chided Iraqis to appreciate the new freedoms they have and not complain about what they don't. That didn't go down too well here. Academic freedom and the freedom to travel, the specific freedoms he mentioned, are all very nice, at least for a few. But as Americans now realize, they pale in comparison to the fear, discomfort, and economic toll that outages bring. But Iraqis rallied to help their American occupiers with some helpful hints on how to survive without electricity. Number one, don't live in a tall building because the elevators go out. Number two, sleep on the roof. Iraqis move mattresses to the rooftops and wrap themselves in wet sheets, dampening them several times a night in a desperate effort to keep cool. But beware of August rain, they say, a reference to the bullets that tend to interrupt a night's sleep. Another tip, take regular showers. Buy a generator if you can afford it, and if you're willing to wait in line for hours for the fuel. If that's not possible, you can take your car battery inside and hook it up to a light and put a fan on. Directing it over trays of water or a block of ice is particularly effective. The battery will drain quickly and need to be recharged, if, of course, you can find gas for the car. Forget about TV. Forget about going out at night because thieves will take over the streets. Beware of checkpoints that you can't see in the dark because you might get shot at. Make babies, but hope the power is back on by the time they're born. With all the initial glee, Iraqis then become glum. It suddenly occurs to them the superpower who hasn't been able to restore their electricity can't deal with their own. That's not good news. American soldiers have also been suffering from power shortages in Iraq. Their commander, General Ricardo Sanchez, said efforts had been made to provide air conditioning in all troops' sleeping quarters. Today, soldiers from the 2nd Armored Cavalry Regiment said that was news to them. And when told about the blackout in America, their only question was, did it affect the White House? Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.